Ikuti halachos choshen mishpat chelik beis halachos matana halacha hey paragraph chaf aleph. We're in the middle of the paragraph. We're on page 26, the right hand column, a drop more than halfway down the page, where the line in the middle of the line where it says ki afal pi shenistalek lamokim shenistalek. Rav Nosson Zal here was connecting the top of the concept of going to kivrei tzadikim to what he's spoken about earlier. And he made mention of the fact that we've learned that the only way a person can go up is if they go down first. The only way you can have an aliyah is if you have a yerida. And tzaddikim are busy doing that their whole lifetime, their whole physical lifetime. However, once a tzaddik passes away and goes to Olam Haba, the question is, how can he go up then? Where's the option for yerida at that point? This is what we're in the middle of discussing. We said earlier, v'sham b'Olam Haba in shayach yerida. The tzaddik is still yearning to go from level to level. Because despite the fact that the tzaddik has passed away into a very high level, that he's zeicher to a super high level of good, asher ayin loiruaso, which no human eye has ever seen, in other words, something that's beyond our imagination. Still, the tzaddik prefers to keep going. He wants to go higher and higher. Because Hashem's greatness is infinite. There's no, it's unlimited. However, we learned earlier that it's impossible to rise without experiencing a yerida. V'shom ein shayach yerida kanal. And in Olam Haba, there's no concept of yerida. Alkain, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm going to teach you now how tzaddikim, what the yerida is for the tzaddik that allows him to literally keep going higher and higher, even in Gan Eden, even in Olam Haba. Alkain, kishebo echod al kivroi, when a Jew comes to the grave of a tzaddik, v'tzoyek al riboy avoynoisov, and the Jew cries to Hashem over his many sins, he pours out his heart to Hashem, or even towards the tzaddik. He wants to tell the tzaddik about all the sins that he's done. Shehem bechinas yeridos, where the person is discussing his own yeridos. Azai goyrem tainug godoy la tzaddik. This act brings tremendous pleasure and benefit to the tzaddik. Ki azai hatzaddik moirid atzmoy lemokoim yeridosoy shelzeh sheboel kivroy lehivosh Hashem. Because then what happens is that tzaddik brings himself down to the level and the place where that person is holding at, this person who has come to the tzaddik's gravesite seeking help. He's looking to be helped. He's seeking a kapara. He's seeking forgiveness. He's seeking tshuva and everything. The tzaddik brings himself all the way down to that person's madrega. Ki kvar hivtichonu, because the tzaddikim have already promised us she'ein shum yerida ba'olam shelo yuchal lo hishiyoy or ha'loisem isham, that there's no yerida in the world that a Jew can have that the tzaddik will not be able to help him get out of and save him and lift him up from. Soif kol soif, in the end. Vazai nechshav lahatzadik ke'ilu yorad bi'atzmoy. And then what happens is, this is credited to the tzaddik's bank account as a yerida for him. He gets credit as if he, by his sharing in your yerida, by his feeling for us, feeling for the ones who come to see and hearing their pain, hearing their yerida, and bringing himself down to that person's place and attaching him, connecting with the person, that's credited to the tzaddik as yerida. Vaideze hatzaddik oile oid le'elo uli'elo. And through this, the tzaddik, when he goes back up, he doesn't go back up to where he was before. He goes higher and higher because he was willing to be yoreid like this. Hashem rewards him that he gets a super aliyah. Lefi b'chinosoi, on his level, b'chinas yerida tachlis aliyah. So that this is classified as a yerida whose purpose is aliyah. Ki zoiche lachtor v'limtsoi oid chasodim nifloim v'ne'elomim moid moid. Because the tzaddik is zeiche to dig and search and to find brand new wondrous chasodim of Hashem that have been super hidden And to reveal them, to bring them out into the open from the state of hiddenness that they were in before. In a form where he's able to help this person that came to him, that came to his gravesite, to receive the help that they need to be elevated and gotten out of their ditch through this chesed. Because of the fact that it's impossible for the tzaddik to help this person without the tzaddik revealing and creating, in a sense, new chesed, bringing new forms of chesed. Since this person has done so many averos, the standard measure of Hashem's chesed isn't going to be enough to help this person. So the tzaddik is forced to be able to go up and search for and discover new chasodim. And this is where the tzaddik goes up higher. This is what opens the door for the tzaddik go up on higher. You understand? A regular tzaddik who doesn't deal with this issue, he simply teaches Gemara and Chumash tis Talmidim. So he teaches Gemara and Chumash tis Talmidim. But a tzaddik who, besides teaching Gemara and Chumash tis Talmidim, dirties himself, dirties his fingers, and dirties his ears, and dirties his whole self by going down into the mud, going down and associating himself with Rishoim, or people that are almost Rishoim, who come to his gravesite for the purpose of telling over all their mistakes, all their averos and everything. And the tzaddik doesn't remain detached from that person. He comes down. The Arizal says that if a person says before he goes to a grave, I'm giving this coin to tzedakah for the benefit of any neshamos who are present in this cemetery at this time, to go inform this parent of mine or this tzaddik that I'm at his gravesite and I want his neshama to be present here while I recite these kapitlach of Tehillim, while I do this, the Arizal says it works. The Arizal knew what goes on upstairs and what goes on downstairs. And he said, it happens. And how long does it take? It takes zero time, because in heaven it's not a question that it takes 400 years to travel up to Gan Eden and to search the computer and the response time, and the computers are down there, the computers are never down. And it's not a matter, this takes a fraction of a second, the neshama is informed, comes down, and is present at that time. So now, this tzaddik's hearing all of this schmutz and everything. And he's not maintaining a 400-yard distance. He's going right over to that person and hearing everything. And now, what's he going to do with it? The tzaddik has to help him. Because he heard him out, he's got to help him. He's got to help him. He's got to be able to go back upstairs to the highest floors and search out new chasodim, to be able to bring down from heaven, to be able to help that person. That person's coming to the tzaddik seeking his help. You understand? He's being mizvade. Avol tzaddik bo'oitzem koichoi mamshich ato chasodim chadoshim nifloim sheze ikru ho'aliyo habo'al ha'idei yiridganal. This is the aliyah that the tzaddik experiences. The fact that he's able to go to new places in heaven and seek out new chasodim, which can even help this person. It's through these chasodim that the tzaddik elevates the person and rescues the person from the yerida that he's in. This is the whole concept of paraduma. It's brought, again, we mentioned this recently, that by paraduma, the one who pours the one who handles the ashes becomes tomei in the process. That's called a yerida. What kind of baloney is this? This guy touched a dead corpse. I'm fixing him, and you're going to tell me I become Tameh? I'm the guy that's holding the acid to purify him, and I become Tameh? Yes, it's called Yerida. In order to be Metaher somebody else, you must experience Yerida. However, it's a fractional Yerida, because the Tameh mace is Tameh for 7 days and all kind of things. The tumah that the kohen experiences is a tumah just till nightfall. And Rav Nosson Zal writes in Mikutei Halachos that that's what a tzaddik who's involved in this definitely gets dirty. Dovra Melech says in the Sechta Brochas, Va'ani, that all the other kings get up late in the morning and they play house and they have continental breakfasts. And I am up early in the morning and late at night dirtying my hands with damnita and shilya and shapir, with all kinds of shilas that you didn't bring to me. Rav Nosson writes the Kedoshim, what does he mean? Just shilas, just halacha shilas? Baloney! Not just that. It means that he was the tzaddik who reached out to every yid, even the Rishoim, and hearing their stories and getting involved in their lives and everything meant dirtying himself temporarily. Minimum yirida, to have him bounce. That's how he gets his bounce. He doesn't get his bounce by doing averus. He doesn't get his bounce by doing... Can't get him to do averus. He gets his bounce from sharing in our yuridos. That's how he gets credit for yuridos, and that's what gives him permission to get into those high places of chesed. The other rabbi who's just teaching religious yidden, he doesn't need super chesed. He doesn't need to unlock, to have the knowledge of knowing where they have those super band-aids in heaven to fix the Rishonim and everything. But the tzaddik who assumes this role and responsibility to deal with these issues, he's given entrance to the highest places of chesed to be able to draw chesed that can even help those people in the lowest madrigas.
It's not that we give them our schmutz, they make the yirida, that
correct,
shit. Oh,
correct.
How does that
make? I don't know offhand exactly, but we know that every time a child does a mitzvah, it's a credit to the parent. It's a credit to the parent's neshama, and it affects an aliyah's neshama for the parent. You're asking, what's the yirida related to that? I'm not positive. I know that there's a chapter in the Kutamaran, if I remember, Torah Chof Aleph or Chof Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks in both of them about this concept of different levels, and if I recall correctly, the Parparois L'Chochma, one of the Meforshim in the back there, goes into a whole discussion about how does this work in Gan Eden. And there he explained, because there Rabbeinu Zal says that you have to experience busha, you have to actually experience shame in order to go up a higher level. And he says, then how does this happen in Gan Eden? And he gives an explanation for it.
You see in the Kutin Oran about the idea of the Sirus Nefesh as something named. That Rabbi Nachman, you know, terrible, terrible feelings that arouse in people over generations because he's getting involved with people and he's getting himself dirty to the point where people, that name took tremendous abuse.
For sure. There's a pasuk, Nefesh Chayo Hu Shemoi, that the Nefesh of a living item is its name. Is its name. So when we use this term Mesiras Nefesh, it's the same as Mesiras Shem. If a person allows his name to be made mud, because they say, look who he's hanging out with, look who, and again, I say it on a different level. I know our Rebbe Zichron Avraham, Rebbe Rosenfeld Zal, he was qualified, he taught in the Mir Yeshiva, he gave a shir at one time in the Mir Yeshiva Kollel in America. And from what I heard from him, knows he could have gone that route. He could have become a regular Rosh Yeshiva, you know, with all the bells and whistles and all the respectability and everything. And the fact that he opted to teach in a Talmud Torah in America, a Talmud Torah in America means where guys go for bar mitzvah lessons. 12-year-olds come from public school for an hour a day just to learn how to make the bracha, and they don't want to know from kashrus. Their parents don't want to know from no kashrus and no Shabbos, no nothing. The fact that he chose to teach there and to convert those kids into frum kids and to take on the war with their parents where they made his name mud, real mud, and they reported him to the FBI and all kinds of things that went on at that time, that's a decision that a person makes, whether he can take the heat or he can, you know, whether he wants to, you know, how much respectability, how much personal respectability he's out for, or how much respect he's out to give Hashem and is prepared to sacrifice his own respectability to an extent in order to, you know, to go that far. The Gemara says that when it came to lepers, there was a town of lepers, or I don't know what you call it, a colony of lepers. And there was one Rebbe, Rebbe Shua ben Levi, if I'm not mistaken, that was the one who was willing to go there to teach. What do you mean? Why didn't they? The answer is, that's the deal. Everybody has their shtick. Everybody has their thing. He went there, and the Gemara mentions certain privileges that he had because he did that, put him in a different class because he went, you know, because he went that far.
And Aaron Cohen, who was embarrassed, says in Moshe,
Vayidoim Aaron, he was
sorry. Aaron had gone into these muddy places in order to keep Shalom Bayis and whatever it was.
Correct.
The person doesn't know really where he's holding. He's a person who can pull the mud himself and he goes to save someone with a little bit less mud, It won't work.
No way.
It's to know exactly where it's holding, what he can do, what he can't.
There's a Torah in the Kutumran, Rabbein Ezal, Torah Ches, in the Kutumran Chelek Aleph, Rabbein Ezal speaks about Tzadik Gomor and Tzadik Sheinoi Gomor. And there's a, the Gemara says, Tzadik Sheinoi Gomor, the Rosho can swallow him up. There's a Pasuk, Tachrish, Kivala Rosho Tzadik Mimenu. Be quiet, you know, be stunned as you see a Rosho swallow one who is more religious than him. And the Gemara in Bracha says, we learn out from this, one who is more religious than him, he can swallow. One who is perfectly religious, he can't swallow. Tzadik gomor enoi boileya, tzadik sheinoi gomor boileya. You know, and there's a whole discussion there about the dalet yesoidos. You know, it's a very delicate issue. Rabbi Nachman, when he discusses this in Likud Imran, says that a tzadik gomor and those who are attached to him have rishus to deal in this thing. And again, attached, each person has to figure out, what does that mean, attached? Does it mean if I just read one page? Does it mean if I follow one of his pieces of advice? Or does attached mean very loyal and very committed and very devoted, that I can trust myself, you know, to deal with other people's problems? It's not so simple. For sure, for sure. This should and could definitely be used as part of a person's tefillah in coming to a grave of a tzaddik. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us an education as to one of the things that's supposed to happen when a person goes to a kever of a tzaddik, whether it's Avraham Avinu, whether, you know, wherever you're going.
Doesn't mean he's going to necessarily go up.
That who's necessarily going to go up?
It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to go up with a tzaddik. It might he's going to get tremendously soaring.
The answer is go up, he will go up. Whether he'll see it immediately or not, whether it'll be visible immediately or not, the chances are no. Otherwise, there'd be no Bechira. Just like the moment you put on tefillin in the morning, the moment you finish putting on tefillin in the morning, if you would see yourself, you know, suddenly go soaring, which Jew wouldn't put on tefillin? So that can't be. In 99% of the time, you can't be shown immediate results of the mitzvah that you did. But the person, if the person had the right intention, and if the person's doing it the right way, there'll be noticeable improvement over a period of time, you know, however it is. For sure, exactly. If a person knew that in doing exercise one time, they'd suddenly feel completely healthy, who would it be a test to, you know, to exercise? It's the fact that it's so gradual and so minor an improvement that happens, you know, the first time or the second time. Most people end up just giving up because they don't have what it takes, you know, to go that full length. And there also, it's minutes. People that know about exercise say, we're not talking about an hour a day, 5-7 minutes. And yet you see there's a Yetzirah, there's Bechira. Why is there Bechira? Because what do you mean? I did it for 7 minutes and I didn't see the heavens open up or anything. So there must be more important things in my day, like napping and eating chocolate and, you know, other things like that. Let's go. Vze iker tainug v'shashua hatzadik yoiser mikol ta'anugei oilam habo sheyeshloi. Rav Nosson Zal writes, this is the main pleasure and enjoyment of the tzaddik, more so than any other pleasures that he experiences in Olam Haba. Kishehu oise toive nitzchis le'ish ha'yisraeli sheyorad l'mokam sheyorad. When the tzaddik is given the opportunity to help a Jew, to give a Jew an eternal, like to give him a permanent favor, a favor that's eternal, you know, to a Jew that has fallen to a low level. This is the main avoido of a tzaddik during his lifetime, ula achar histalkusoi, and after his passing away, shehu oimed umeshamesh pamorim, where the tzaddik is standing by and serving Hashem on high, you know, above. Sheikra hu avoido v'hashimush lazer liyisrael bechlal. The main responsibility and service of tzaddikim is to help yidden in general. ubifrat be'es tzarosam, and especially when the yidden are in pain, when the yidden are in trouble, when the yidden are suffering, for the tzaddikim to help them at those times. She'ikr hatzoro hagdoilo mikol hatzorois hu tzorois hanefesh. The main pain that a Jew has that's worse than all other pains isn't his arthritis and it isn't his earache, it's the pain of the soul, the pain of the nefesh, when a Jew isn't zeicha to be religious. He's not zeicha to serve Hashem the way he wants to.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Isn't it true when it comes to physical illnesses also? That if a person were able to feel the pain of the illness the moment it started, they'd be able to detect it a year or two before they end up detecting it when it's too late. The biggest problems in health are the fact that majority of sicknesses, the pain, because people are insensitive, because their antennas and their nervous systems aren't fine-tuned and everything, they can't sense the problem. They're not notified of the problem until a year or two or a month or a week after the problem's rolling already and it's built up a momentum, and then to stop it's a whole different story. Same thing in religion, in ruchnius. Person isn't sensitized. The Gemara says, Ovar Vishana Nasis Lekether. A Jew does an Avera for the first time. Ooh, I didn't know. Ooh, it hurt. I'm shocked. It's a shocking feeling. Then he does it the second time, and it's no longer a shock. It became easier. It got much easier to do it. And the third time, and then it becomes, you know, regular Chas Vishana.
Many people experience the pain. People feel a sense of emptiness or unhappiness or a lack, right? But whether you can experience that feeling and then identify it or think that you're supposed to feel some other way.
That's what he's talking about. He's saying those to feel it to the extent that an alarm goes off and says, hey, Charlie, something's wrong. Stop the treadmill. I want to get off. I want to see what's happening here. As Rabbi Nazal explains in great detail in the chapter in Likutei Moran called Merachmei Minhagim, in Chelek Beis of Likutei Moran, Torah Zayin, where there he discusses that the main avoida of the tzaddik is helping Klal Yisrael out of their pain, and the most important pain is the pain of Averois. As the Gemara says, Ein Yisurim B'lo Yovoin. There's no such thing as suffering without sin. Rabbi Nazal interprets that to be Ein Yisurim. There's no such thing that's called suffering B'lo Yovoin, other than a sin. That's the real sin. Everything else is baloney pain. The real pain is the pain that the neshama is feeling at the fact that you did an avera. Ki al yidei shemoyshia li Yisrael b'yirido iskoelu, because through the fact that a tzaddik helps the yidden with through these kinds of yiridos, aydezer nizgalim chados chasodim chadoshim nifloim. He succeeds in revealing brand new, wondrous forms of Hashem's chesed. Shehem ikr gidula saboiris baruch. And that's the real greatness, that's the main greatness of Hashem, as we learned before. Gidula is chesed. Shetzrichen legalois b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser, which has to be revealed every single day, more and more. Ki ligdulosoi ein cheker, because there are psukim that say that there is no limit, that Hashem's greatness is infinite, and gedula is chesed. Sheze iker tainug v'shashua hatzadik. This is the main pleasure and enjoyment of the tzadik. Kishemasig yoyser gedula saboiris borach, when he comes to understand greater and greater levels of Hashem's kindness. Shehu. I'm sorry? Because it says, we know that in the seven spheres, there are chesed, gevura, teferes, netzachad yisoid. And if you look in the Chumash, it says, l'cho Hashem ha-gedula, v'ha-gevura, v'ha-teferes. So gedula is substituted for chesed. That's one pasuk. There are other pasukim to prove it also.
And we're saying greatness is the marba chesed.
Exactly. What makes Hashem great? That Hashem made a flood, he wiped out the whole world, that made him great? Baloney. What made him great was when he wanted to wipe out all the Jews at the Egel Azov, and he held himself back, that Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in arousing such kindness on the part of Hashem, that Hashem pulled his punch. That's powerful. Powerful isn't to punch someone in the face when he says something wrong. Powerful is to have the ability to punch and not punch. Lahavdil, those people that study karate and those limudim, know that the first day that the children, the immature babies who are white belts and yellow belts and green, they're all punching each other. As a person advances, when do you know that person's advancing? When you see him showing off less and you see him using those capabilities less. The black belt is the one who will use it once in 3 years, and once in an emergency, and he won't have to use it again. Once he uses it that one, you know, lahavdil, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatness of Hashem isn't punching everybody out. The greatness is the chesed, the holding back.
Generally, they just shadow box to keep in training.
True, but again, Shehu gedulas rachma v'chasodo. That the ikar gedulas knows the main pleasure that tzaddik is when he gets to recognize Hashem's greatness more and more. And what's Hashem's greatness? It's Hashem's kindness. Shenizgalin ato daiko, which are revealed bedafka now al yidei shemekarev umale umagbia oisoi biyirido atzuma zois. That's what the tzaddik needs the rasha for. That's what the tzaddik needs us for. This is something that he himself can't do, because for him to serve Hashem, he doesn't need to gain access to those super storehouses of chesed. It's only if somebody like us comes to him. And for us, Hashem's fairness ain't going to help us nothing. And for us, Hashem's regular channels of chesed ain't going to help us either. So for us, the tzaddik has to be able to seek out and find new addresses of Hashem's chesed that are great enough to even help people like us. There, that's the gift that we give to the tzaddik. That it's through us that he's forced to and privileged to discover these new forms of chesed, which means the new forms of the greatness of Hashem.
He does research on our behalf?
Yes, because for himself he didn't really need it. Nimtza shedaikla al yedei ho'ish hazeh shebo miyirida kozois al kivroi. So therefore, we draw a conclusion from this, that bedafka from this person who's in such a state of yirida, coming to the grave of the tzaddik, Zoyche hatzadik achar histalkusoi lebechinas yirida tachles o'aliyah v'kanal. That person gives the tzaddik the ability to experience a yirida, which results in a yirida, which results in an aliyah, the kanal, as we learned earlier, v'hovein heitev. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well, implying that this isn't an easy concept, but that this is very serious. Makes sense, and it's very clear, and if you study it, you'll understand it.
It's a very hard problem, because the person did something wrong, and they had free choice, and they're going to ask for forgiveness.
Right.
So
you're telling me here that from the thing that was done wrong, sort of, something so fantastic is coming out of, which wouldn't even come out from the thing that from a thing that wasn't done, from a thing that was done right.
Tzaddik means the Russia.
Yes. The answer is
the
this.
Knew it was wrong and he did it anyway.
If the person knew it was wrong and he did it anyway, probably he won't get to the tzaddik. Probably the Gemara says, "Ho oimer echte v'oshuv, echte v'oshuv, ein maspikim biyodei lasis tshuva."
Not like that, but just like on a daily level, every second is a little free choice. Like for instance, he sees a type of food in front of him.
It's a temptation.
He shouldn't eat it. Right? He eats it, or a woman walks by. He knows he shouldn't look at it. He doesn't have maturity. He doesn't have control over himself. He knows it's wrong. He knows every time he does it, it's wrong, but he's pulled into it.
The answer is that there's a thousand ways of being malamed zchus on such a person.
Well,
to you, it seems like that person should be hung up on a tree and tarred and feathered.
I'm talking about myself, someone else.
I'm talking about myself too. And I'm saying even about yourself,
right,
that there are sometimes that the sultan convinces you that you should be tarred and feathered.
Right.
And the tzaddik has ways of turning it around completely the opposite, of turning it into a kavod for Hashem. Just like when the Jews worshipped the Egel Azov, and Hashem got so mad, so insulted and offended, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to Hashem and said, "What are you kidding? This is your competition. This is what you're getting insulted about? They worshipped the gold. If they worshipped something serious, then you have a... This is some... Come on! Come on, Hashem, go find something to do. This isn't for you. This isn't to..." A tzaddik's able to turn things around, you know. Now here again, this isn't a game. And a person who's going to turn this into a game, a person who's going to use this as a heter for doing averus, that person's going to find that they're going to fall away from the tzaddik, chas v'shalom. Because that's not
heter for averus, but the guy's just lazy. He's just pushed lazy. And he wants to go to the tzaddik.
You use the very contradictory term. There's no such thing as poshut lazy. Rabbi Nezal writes in Likut Imran that the two dirtiest words in Yiddishkeit are laziness and depression. Iker Meshichas HaNochosh Hi Atzvus V'Atzlus. Rabbeinu says, the snake bites, he's got 400 different kinds of serums that he uses. But the two worst ones are laziness and depression.
But it's like an endless circle. A guy comes close to a tzaddik, and then he gets nisyonos, and then he becomes depressed, and then he sees all these other depressed people around him.
The answer is, he's supposed to become... It's a process where a person is supposed to be growing. If a person, you're gonna learn, if you'll stick around, and if we're going to learn a few hundred pages here, a few thousand pages here, you're going to see that a person doesn't stay in one place. That despite the fact that the person falls and falls, it's not the same falls. The falls of 1993 aren't the falls of 1991, and the falls of 1995 aren't the falls of 1990. A person advances.
But when he's in the arena itself,
yes,
the test always gets bigger. He thinks in the moment that he's no better than he was. That happened with his depression.
Exactly.
That he feels like he's lost everything.
We mentioned the dream of Paro. Remember the seven fat cows, the seven skinny cows? And when the seven skinny cows swallowed up the seven fat cows, it says, V'loy noida kibo el kirbeno.